federal fisheries regulators today demonstrated a new risk assessment tool aimed at helping the survival of the North Atlantic right whale. Fred Bever reports it comes on the eve of regulatory decisions that could affect the fate of the endangered species and also the lobster industry.
Federal scientists say the new data model should help lobstermen and conservationists make collaborative decisions about reducing dangers that fishing gear poses for the endangered species. But in a webinar presentation, the model got a skeptical reception from some stakeholders who are preparing for what could be a decisive meeting on the issue next week.
To have a government agency a week before a meeting say, this is the best that we have, deal with it, is very disturbing.
Patrice McCarron is executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. She says that the model predicted, for instance, that one of the highest risk situations the whales face is near the Maine shore in early winter. That's a time, she says, when whales are not congregating in the area and most Maine lobstermen are taking a break.
The preliminary run of the model doesn't really seem to make sense based on what we know about the fishery. So I think it's the right approach, but I don't think that this model is ready for prime time.
McCarron is part of a broad team of stakeholders called the Take Reduction Team. They convene next week in Providence to seek consensus on changes in gear and fishing practices that would reduce the risk of whales being entangled in the rope that's used to haul traps. The scientists promise that they will continue to refine and add more data to the risk assessment tool, but McCarron says consensus still may be hard to achieve, in which case federal fishery managers have ultimate authority. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.